It's long been said that the only thing most Americans can tell you about the War of 1812 is what year it began. Maybe they recall the burning of Washington or Andrew Jackson's soldiers in New Orleans, but it's difficult to remember much of note. Today we venture to one of the focal points of that war on this edition of The American Countryside.
My name is Ruth Roosey. I'm a retired teacher. I'm 91 years old, and this is how I live United. I say retired, but not really. Once a week, I read books to children as part of United Way's education program. Reading to a child creates links between language and literacy. It creates a bond between grown-up and child. And believe it or not, it prepares them for a better academic future. Oh, we read about frogs and flies and pigs with wings, all sorts of juicy stuff. It's a joy to watch all those little faces. I figure I have the time and they have the need. And I've always believed that if we're not here to help each other, then what are we here for really? My name is Ruth Roosey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org, brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Roll back the calendar to the early 1800s, about 50 miles south of present-day Detroit. Dan Downing explains that what is today Monroe, Michigan, was one of the oldest settlements in the region.
This area was primarily occupied by the French habitants, who coexisted nicely with Potawatomi and Wyandot neighbors. They were all basically farmers.
They farmed along the River Raisin. It was called Frenchtown at the time, and although people of French descent lived here, they were within the confines of the United States Northwest Territory.
This area was the last area vacated by the British following the Revolution, and in the Northwest Territories, there continued to be a low-intensity conflict between the British and Americans.
36 years after declaring independence from England, the Americans were ready to go on the offensive.
The Americans declared war on Great Britain, and that was at the outset of the war in June of 1812. The Americans then launched their grand strategy, which was to invade Canada across the Straits in Detroit.
But that initial surge was repulsed, and the Americans lost Detroit at the outset of the War of 1812.
When General Hull surrendered Detroit, he surrendered all of Michigan. And this was still considered to be part of Michigan. And so the garrison troops here, and there was a small blockhouse-type fort here, was surrendered.
The Americans around Frenchtown retreated to Ohio to regroup, reinforce, and hopefully move back north to retake the territory early in 1813.
On January the 18th, 1813, they liberated Frenchtown and repulsed the British and Canadian forces that were occupying Frenchtown.
But 2 days later, the British came back with a vengeance. The story of that important chapter in American history is next time as we travel the countryside. In Monroe, Michigan, I'm Andrew McCrae.